The analogy of a rotting fucking pumpkin is not lost on me. Fuck this movie.
Why do you know so many people who are raped, first of all?
Rape! Rape!
Yo, if this is anything like Vice Principals, I'm gonna like it.
Thank God I shit today, thanks to Activia.
Activia!
Getting raped in the ass is bad, but getting raped in the ass with a gun to your head, that's even worse. The parents can't find her. They're trying to call her.
She's got her phone in cheese dip.
No, you don't understand. It won't work without
cheese dips
the cheese.
In now. Jesus. Cheese dips in now.
I recognize that. I like that. I like the movie.
I can't get no trans girl action. I can't get no trans girl action, 'cause I'm bi. Yes, I'm bi. Yes, I'm bi. Yeah, I'm bi. I can't get no
bow, now, now.
Cinema apocalypse.
Bow, now, now.
Now, now, now. Hey, 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 dude. Do, 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 do. I'm fucking gay. Do, do, do. All right, I'm done. Cinema apocalypse now. Show, you know the drill. Show where we talk about movies and being gay.
Every day is one day closer to the day you never have to hear Scott sing another parody song. So, so delight in that.
Hey, I came up with that one like 4 days ago. I've been sitting on
it. Very good.
I resisted texting you.
You gotta do the Devo version now.
There's a Devo version of that song?
You never heard the Devo version?
Oh, yeah. No? It doesn't sound anything like it. Yeah, but no. Yeah.
They're artsy.
Yeah.
The art version.
Maybe that'll play us out. We'll see.
I'll just sing Jocko Homo, but not really change the words.
Yeah, that'll work.
So welcome to the show. It's week four. This is the
this
last
is the
one.
Final week.
The
this
final
is episode
week.
31.
So yeah, this week we'll get into it, but we all happen to watch the new Halloween film, and there's a little teaser
just
for
so
you.
Just so happened.
A little teaser for you, because we're going to get to that later.
Did we even introduce ourselves?
Who
are we?
Scott Lizard Abrams.
Gabby Good to his mother, Tashada.
Big Daddy Don Bodine.
Do you guys, I doubt you saw this video, because it's the fucking gayest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
What video?
You guys hear about the Texas senatorial race that's going on between Ted Cruz and this other homo?
No.
Okay.
Not following it.
You don't need to, because this video stands on its own in gayness.
Okay.
It's a flash mob of old white women at a support rally of him. And I think it speaks for itself.
Texas, there's a choice on the state. Hey, hey, Texas.
What the fuck? Did they place an ad for the gathering? Like,
I'm sure it was conducted
white,
on Facebook.
Over 40 must not be able to dance.
Yeah. No, that's just who likes him.
So the other weekend, my dad asked me, "Hey Gabe, can you help me take the boat out of the water?
Could you get your brother's box?
You built me a second house."
I did all that stuff the week prior, so
yeah.
This time it was just his boat.
Okay.
So I ended up going fishing with the old man, because we had to take it fishing the one last ride of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Usually take it out in October, it gets a little too cold to go out fishing. So we fished for a couple hours, caught some scup, nothing too crazy. Said, let's pack it in. Fucking starter goes on the boat. We had to wait about an hour. Thankfully, only an hour, but we had to get towed in by another boat.
That sucks.
Boat AAA. Oh, it fucking sucked. And then we got Burger King.
Nice.
We got Mexican food, but...
Oh, yeah, that makes up for it.
Yeah.
The guy who owns the Moonlight Bunny Ranch died.
Oh, that guy died?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. Dennis, I think, right?
Yeah. You guys watched that HBO show when we were kids with him?
Bunny House?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Cat House, yeah.
Cat House, yeah. I guess that makes more sense.
I love all that, like, fabricated drama in all those shows. If she's gonna be talking shit about me, I tell you what, sister...
There was only one black girl in there, and she was pretty...
That was a southern accent.
Why would you assume that was a black person?
I thought that was... I thought it was Scott trying to do a black person.
No, that would sound like this.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, excuse
My
me.
Daddy gay.
She was... There was only one black girl in the house, and she was pretty low-key. I forget her name, though.
Also, I'm assuming Vegas has a lot of black tourists.
Sure.
Out of most of the... Like, I mean, like, it's probably more so than Chicago. You know, I don't know what I'm basing that off of.
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with that.
I've been to Vegas and I've seen black people, and then I've been to other places and not seen black people.
Chicago has a lot of black people that live there.
Yeah, but they're only in one part. Like, you have to go like, oh, let's go see the black people.
Oh, God.
Because, like, if you walk around, like, come on. I mean, like...
There's nothing wrong with saying that.
No, I mean, it's true. It's like when you go to... Like, if when you go to Maine, there's just no black people.
Sure.
I remember one time I went to the mall in Maine.
They've read Stephen King books. Like, what do you need to be up there with all that crazy shit?
Yeah.
Shit going down.
Hell yeah.
Dirty Maine.
No, I went to the Mall of Maine in Portland. And the whole day we saw one black guy. I was like, oh, sweet. Box checked. Black Mainer.
The show gets more and more racist.
How is that racist? Is to say that there's not many white
people? I was happy
people.
He at least saw one.
Yeah.
That's why I said nice.
How is that racist in any way, shape, or form? I was saying, oh, I wanted to see if there was one black
guy. He wanted some diversity, and
no,
he got
I was
it,
like,
and he was happy.
I was actually, I'm not going to lie, I was kind of like, are you fucking serious? No black people? This is insane.
What is this, fucking racist town?
Yeah, what are we in fucking, what are we in Germany in the 30s?
Yeah, fuck this.
So you're just...
He's about to leave.
You're happy
saw the black guy.
You got your one token black guy.
Yes.
Okay.
I was happy too.
I just wanted to be clear.
He was not thugged out, by the way.
Of course not.
Like, he was like dressed in like hipster clothes.
I was going to say, if you're the one black guy in Maine, you definitely are not thugged out.
Have you guys, and I've been saying this since literally we were in early high school. Do you ever feel like when you go into like a Newbery Comics, they instruct the female employees to like not be flirty, but be like forward with male employees? I know, sorry, male customers rather. Okay. And I don't even consider this being forward with me in that way. But this was just an example of a dumb white girl that I thought was very funny.
Is there any other kind?
Gabe, I find that very racist.
Gabe, you're fucking racist.
And sexist.
Dude.
I have to balance us out. I'm sorry.
But anyway, so, you know, at the Taunton flea market, they have those, like, that dude with the bootleg t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's got the table outside.
Yeah. I had a, very obviously bootlegged, Sex Pistols t-shirt. It was just, like, clearly, like, a fucking shit, like, fucking Hanes t-shirt with, like, an iron-on, like, design on it. And, I was wearing it, and I went to the Newbery Comics in the Mall of Maine, and the girl working there was like, that's a really cool shirt. And I was like, yeah, thank you. Like,
shut up.
Yeah, like, get away from me. I want to get out of this store. It smells like fucking,
Clove
black
cigarettes.
Incense. And she's like, is that like worth money? That looks like... original. And I was like,
it looks vintage.
Yeah. And I was like, no, it's a bootleg, I bought it at a flea market, like it was like $8. She was like, oh, but she wouldn't leave it alone though. Like, she was like, she's like, it looks like something, like, you know, like you said, vintage. And I was just like, yeah, no, it's not.
It's
retro. I had to explain to her like twice, there's this person who I'm friends with on Facebook who every time they post, it's always like, I know this person got raped, and like, I really want to say who it was, and like, and all this, like, and I want the, like, to get their name out of the rapist so I can get them out of our scene. And it's like, why do you know so many people who are raped, first of all?
Do they know the rapist or the rapee?
Both. It's like, basically, they're always trying to rat somebody out about, like, rape, which is probably not
they
rape
always
in the
have
traditional sense.
Inside information.
Yeah. And, like, their raison d'etre is just to be like, rape! Rape!
clip.
Can I guess who?
No, no, don't bother.
Who?
What's the point?
Who is it?
Why do you care? You definitely know the person. That's not the point.
I want to know if I know.
Just don't bother. Why do we got to say it out loud?
You got to tease him like this?
You already know who it is. You definitely know who it is if you have even an inkling of who it might be. You're being gay. The point is, yeah, that's weird.
What? I just want to know.
No, not you. The thing that I was talking... You're obsessed.
He's not going to let this go.
I'm not going to indulge you.
Yeah.
You can tell me off the air.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll text you later.
Well, you know what we need to do? We got to spice this up. We got to start, like, just showing up at mental institutions and trying to interview someone who committed a murder 40 years ago without asking.
Yeah.
And just show up. They'll probably let us in.
Yeah.
He might not talk to us.
Well, this is what podcasting is these days.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're investigative journalists.
Oh, right,
so
right,
can
right,
you please
right.
get it straight?
Podcast is just our medium.
Yeah, right, right, correct.
Yes.
You guys hear about the new Clint Eastwood movie?
What is it?
It's coming out. It's the next movie he's going to be acting in. I'm not sure if he wrote and directed
God, Jesus
it. But
Christ, please don't.
It's
stop. He's already dead.
It's called The Mule.
Is it about a drug mule?
In a drug sense?
Mm-hmm.
And he's the drug. Oh, he puts drugs up
watch
his
this.
Butt.
I want to watch.
I want to see this. I want them to show it. I want them to show in graphic detail.
Yeah, I want graphic.
The brown hand shoving into his brown eye.
I mean, I watched the trailer, and of course I'm going to go see it because I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan.
Yeah, me too.
But I'm just watching this movie going, he's too fucking old for this role.
No.
Why?
You're never too old to be a fucking mule.
Why would
geriatric truck mule.
You don't get that much information from the trailer, but like, why would whatever Mexican cartel or whoever the hell has
him
running
drugs?
Well, he
is unsuspecting.
Yeah, you're going to suspect like an 80-year-old man?
They're doing it for, but why would they have a guy that's like on the one foot on a grave and the other on a banana peel?
You
know,
he's a sloppy party bottom and his ass is totally blown out so they can put tons of fucking gunk in his ass.
Yeah, but then he's just going to have eight balls falling out of his ass anytime he's walking around.
Well, his ass is like a baby yawning. I don't know. I'll see it. Fuck it.
I don't know. I'm going to definitely see it. This could be his last rodeo, really. He's really fucking up there.
What a way to go out.
What? My asshole's filled with drugs. I'm stuffed like a Thanksgiving turkey. Do I feel lucky?
Not really.
No, I don't. I feel like a punk.
All right. Let's stop talking about the movie.
All right. Well, you'll probably have a lot to say. I have a lot to say anyway.
Yeah, certainly more than Clint Eastwood drugs in his ass.
That was classic bit right there. Anyway, so we watched the new Halloween entry in the series, 2018.
Halloween 2018. Great title.
Yep.
It's not even called 2018.
Well, that's how you distinguish it from the first one.
Yeah,
I know. I was having an argument with somebody about why would they fucking call it Halloween again? Because this movie is supposed to be, it disregards
it's
every...
It's like a soft reboot.
Yeah. It's like a reboot sequel.
Slash sequel.
They disregard every movie besides the original 1978 Halloween.
Which I do too.
But what, a season of the Witch? I actually haven't seen it.
Why wouldn't they?
I'd rather watch that than like fucking.
Isn't
rehash.
It just like a different story?
Yeah, they went a total. There's no Michael Myers and it's a totally
good.
Different story. It's like they wanted to.
Is it any good?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, okay, okay.
But yeah, they wanted to go anthology.
Yeah.
Because after the second one, they're like, okay, we've done all we can do with the Michael Myers story. He's dead.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
Yep, they yep, sure
right.
did.
Right. And fucking, what the fuck is the name
Don
of that?
Donald Pleasance.
Mustafa Akkad.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad he died in a fucking terrorist attack.
Did he?
He
in
did.
9/11?
No. He like was in Syria and the hotel he was in, like the lobby, hotel lobby got bombed.
Holy shit.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
who's that, the guy that plays the doctor?
No, it was the
That's Donald Pleasance.
The producer. who, like, if, like, I've hated him since I was, like, a kid because I'd watch behind the scenes, and, like, it's so clear that he doesn't, like, he's like, what movie are we talking about? Oh, yes, it made me money. I love this movie. I love this Michael Myers. Like, literally, he says shit. Like, I love this guy, and he holds up a fucking Michael Myers action figure. He's like, fuck you.
Okay,
and I think his son produced this new one.
He did, yeah.
Right.
The only thing I can think of with Mustafa is it's, like, that's, like, Will Ferrell's, like, bad Middle Eastern character from, like, Austin Powers is okay. Mustafa.
Well,
equally as well.
Relevant reference.
Basically the same person.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Before we get into the review, I did not go to see this in the theater.
Good for you.
Thank you. I did not support this good film financially. Instead, I torrented the original. I was going to just watch the new one because I was like, I just want to watch it and get it over with. But then Julia was like, I'm not going to just watch this with no context. Like,
oh, she hadn't seen the first one?
Really? I feel like you should watch the first one.
Yeah, it's definitely. I didn't realize how essential it would be for the watching of this new one. I mean, what they intended, I mean.
Right.
They intended it to be essential.
Well, the whole movie is, like, referential callbacks.
It's referential to, like, all of them, though. It's like...
Yeah, that's true.
There's everything that happens in the movie pretty much happens in another Halloween sequel that they've disregarded.
Yeah.
But they still fucking...
I haven't seen all the Halloween sequels.
I haven't seen all of them, but I'm familiar with most of them.
I watched the original, and it's been a couple years, not too many years. I watched it kind of recently, I think with you.
Yeah, we watched it many times on Halloween.
Yeah. So we rewatched it. You know, it's a great movie, obviously. It's genre-defining.
Yeah.
It's the most infamous and cherished independent film of all time. Like,
yeah,
literally.
Prototypical slasher film.
Not just that, but it's also, like, I believe it's the most successful independent film ever made.
It was for a while. I
it isn't
it got,
anymore.
I think it got beaten out by something. But
Blair
yeah,
Witch or something.
Could be. Something like
Fuck.
That. Yeah. I don't know.
what a trash movie, too. To beat it out.
I was going
to
say,
like,
I don't despise
it. I don't like Blair Witch Project.
I hated it when I first saw it.
Yeah, because you feel, like, cheated by it.
Yeah, I was also, like, 10, so I was just like...
Where's the ghost?
Yeah, why can't I see it?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like, a genre-defining, cherished gem of the era and of the genre. And then this movie is just a derivative...
Yeah.
Frankly boring...
it's mind-numbing.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Capitalization off of the original.
Off of people's nostalgia for, like,
right.
a good film.
This is a theme you'll hear us talk about on the show, is that they'll just do this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll throw in cultural, like relevant references in order to make it more with the times.
Right. Like it's podcasters. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's sickening.
It's bad.
But oh yeah, I also should point out that I was, again, did not go see this film. The only torrent I could find was one of those in the theater in the theater. Someone had a guy and a camera.
That's what I have.
My favorite type.
I downloaded a torrent too, and yes, it's someone
it's
filming
that.
The screen.
And at one point, I was like, "Whoa!" like that, and then I was like, "What was that?" And then I was like, "Oh, it was a woman walking in front of the camera." I was like, "What the fuck?"
The most effective scare of the movie was some fat woman getting popcorn.
I think that's the biggest problem with this new one. I mean, obviously, we're talking about a movie that, like, couldn't stand on its own merits. It's completely, like, its whole thing, anything that works in it is because it already took it from
from
another
else.
Movie.
And I would argue for that reason it doesn't work, because all you're doing is referencing something else.
It's like a Family Guy episode.
You know what?
a little bit.
That's not inaccurate.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess let's recap the plot, if there is. There's not really much.
Well,
of one,
we should say at the end of Halloween.
Yes.
The character Laurie Strode, after having been stalked and having her friends killed by a serial killer, so she narrowly escapes this killer, and then so cut to 40 years later,
and she's like Elizabeth Warren.
Pretty much. They fucking destroyed her character.
I know. Everything, like, all of her, like, things that made her character, like, likable in the first one are just gone.
Yeah, she is no longer a sympathetic
character.
She's like
character. Alex Jones. She's like, everything she talks about is related to the fucking incident.
Right. She says that this defined my life. And they're trying to make this a strong female character. It's so obvious. It's like the Me Too Halloween. It's like they're going for that. But like, so you're going to make this character someone who went through trauma, like admittedly, but she just can't.
Intense.
She can't get.
Let it go.
She can't let it go. And it's to the point
where she's ruining her family's life.
Yeah. She's now an alcoholic, a self-described. How does she describe herself? She says like, oh, I'm a nutcase or something like that. It's great. Yeah. And someone who just her entire like modus operandi is like this guy who randomly came and tried to kill me one night. He's going to come back eventually. Yeah. And my entire existence is going to be centered around making sure that he isn't able to.
It's almost to as an if irrational she could predict another movie being made. About
There you go. Like the what they did with the character is like it's like as if the first movie happened and then nothing else happened in between.
Literally, she like sat in a room for 40 years.
Right, exactly. Yes. And actually, if I don't know if you guys have seen Halloween H2O, which it kind of follows the same formula in that plot. It's like Laurie Strode 20 years later. But what they did with her character, and I don't think I don't think any of the Halloween sequels are good. Probably the closest to being good is Halloween 2, and it's still not great. But it's the only one I think is watchable. But regardless, in
isn't
Halloween,
kind of just like a typical slasher, but Donald like Pleasance tracks
it
down.
It literally picks up exactly where the last
literally
one,
the
same
last
night.
Shot, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like the same. All the characters who survived the first movie are in the second one. Right. It's the same director of photography. It's the same writer. But anyway, back to Halloween H2O. They basically do the same thing where it's like, except they do it better. They do it where her character has moved beyond this and she's still haunted by it, but she has a normal life.
Right.
She like has a husband, she has a son, and it's like occasionally like this past horror like infiltrates like her like imagination where she imagines she sees him places. And it's like that to me is better writing than just like, okay, this thing happened and she just never even remotely got over it.
She's basically like a doomsday prepper the
whole
time.
She's like Sarah. Right. She's Sarah Connor.
Yeah.
That's
what they're going for. They're totally going for that trope of like, oh, she's prepared. And right. She knows what's going to happen. And
she's going to kick ass when the time comes.
She's gearing up, man.
Yeah.
She's actually not really well prepared because
she's trying to be.
She's pretty sloppy when it comes to it.
Well, I mean,
she's a woman.
Spoilers, but she made her entire fucking house
a Home Alone.
Yes, a fucking booby trap for when he finally comes 40 years later.
What a psycho.
Yeah.
Yes. She's worse, more of a psycho than Michael Myers, especially in this version, because none of that other shit in the middle happened.
Right. And what they're trying to do is they're like, oh, hey, now the predator is the prey. Now she's the one coming after Michael Myers. And we can get to the ending where they do things where like things that happen to Michael Myers, like we already said, he falls. They look away and then he's gone. And they do that with her. She falls out off the balcony.
I said something about that while we were watching it. I didn't predict it. I was watching it. I was like, oh my God. Like,
yes. As soon as I saw that they were coming to, like, she was about to fall off the porch, I'm like, they're going to do what they did in the first movie, except she's going to be gone. And it's going to reversal of roles. And they do a ton of shit like that. Like, they do a scene where Laurie Strode's granddaughter. In the first movie, Laurie Strode is in class. She's sitting in like English class. She looks out the window. And
they're talking about fate.
They're having the same fucking lesson.
They're literally the same. I was like, I watched it right before.
It's fucking.
So I was like, oh my God, they're doing the same fucking bit from the first movie.
Fan service, yes. Yes. Yeah, that looks like the same classroom.
ATSTs.
Oh my God. And in this version, instead of looking out and seeing Michael Myers, she looks out and sees her grandmother, Laurie Strode.
Right.
So it's like, is that like a good progression to be like?
It's like Scary Movie.
It's like now your grandmother has gone from being preyed upon by this psycho killer to now
she's the psycho.
Wow, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
They really
very strong female lead.
Yeah, and that's what they're going for, and it just completely fails. It's just it's ridiculous. Like if you're gonna be that manipulative, at least do it well.
Yeah.
Is there something in his case file that's like, if you get me a doctor, please make sure he has an
accent. Same fucking accent. Yes, that was. I honestly was watching and I kind of missed like when they first introduced that character and then he comes back in. I'm like, are they trying to say this is Donald Pleasance? He's clearly dead.
Yeah.
Like are they just like, okay, this is the new, because at one point she does say you're the new Loomis, which is fucking horrible writing.
Ooh, it's like that line. Brandon fucking,
I didn't even
it's
catch
like that
they
line
did that in there.
In Ninja Turtles 3, where he's like, where they literally make the cut between a rat on the floor with Splinter. They literally actually cut to him to be like, yep, this is him. This is Splinter.
That's a fair analogy. Yeah, I thought they were trying to say it was the same character because he had a similar accent. Ooh, and
I'm getting
and look.
Fucking heated
oh
right now.
Oh my God.
This fucking movie sucks.
Oh my God. All right, do we want to talk about what the actual plot is?
Okay, fine, fine.
The
granddaughter,
the estranged granddaughter, who her phone, Laurie Strode is listing
grandmother,
her phone as grandmother.
And she repeatedly calls her grandmother.
Yeah, that bothered me a
that
shit
That fucking
ton.
Pissed yes. me off.
Ridiculous. It's like, I get that
who
you're...
Who talks like that?
I get no, that you're estranged.
Grandma.
You're
grandma, always.
Like, if you're estranged from your grandmother, call her by her first name then.
Laurie. Hi.
Call her Laurie. Yeah. She's not your grandmother. Call her Laurie. Don't call her fucking grandmother. That
grandmama.
It's so...
Grandmother. Grandmother.
And talking about her being so fucking like plagued by the trauma of the past, it's like, if you're gonna establish in this movie that it's acceptable that this is what Laurie Strode has become because of that past trauma, why would you make her family so unsympathetic to it? They're fucking horrible, and you're gonna try to have us sympathize with her, who's a fucking nutcase, and then you're gonna say, oh, sympathize with her family too, who are pieces of shit,
right,
who are like, grandma, just get over it.
Yeah,
it's like,
if
anyone's
for
gonna,
what it's worth, I mean,
she's right.
They're right.
But
yeah,
if anyone's going to sympathize with you, shouldn't it be your fucking family?
I would think.
I think it doesn't help that her daughter is probably one of
the
worst
actresses
in the movie.
Ever. Her daughter fucking sucks.
Judy Greer, she's...
I don't even know who
she
was.
She's a comedic actress. I don't know what they... What business they had putting
her
in
business
this.
Did comedic writers, and I'm using air quotes for comedic, have writing this script? And
the brain children behind 30
minutes,
minutes
or
Less.
Less.
See that episode, by the way.
Fuck that. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
So yeah, let's just like set up with a plot. It'll take like 2 seconds because it's the fucking it's the first movie, only worse.
Yeah,
the daughter, when she's explaining like her traumatic experience as a child, she's just like looking off into the distance blank faced and going like, yeah, my childhood is like terrible.
Yeah, like you tried to prepare me for like if a murderer came, like you're horrible.
Ugh.
It's bad.
Yeah. So the plot is basically, it starts with two podcasters are going to interview Michael Myers.
How did they get the clearance?
None of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. There's no logic.
Also,
they just show up.
Not just that, but they use the onboard mic with the podcast. That pissed me off.
And hold it nowhere near their mouths ever, or anyone's mouth.
Actors clearly had no idea how any of that shit worked. And why didn't someone, maybe the sound guy
walk over and be like, hey, like that
just
didn't work.
That looks retarded. That looks fucking stupid, dude. Anyone who has any fucking context with this would be like fucking pounding their head into the fucking,
It'd be like if we do the next take, I just hold the boom mic in my hand and point it like at the wall. Yeah. Like that's what you're doing right now. Oh my God. So yeah, so they show up fucking ostensibly unannounced. They go to the fucking like set piece where they fucking keep all the fucking
and it looks
people.
Like
it looks like a fucking chessboard.
It looks like Dune.
I've seen Dune, so I can't even speak to that. But yeah, the fucking mental institution. By the way, they put him in the same mental institution he escaped from. Good idea.
Yeah, true. But wasn't there like a riot that caused his original escape though?
Possibly. Yeah, it wasn't just him. Yeah, it was just the people wandering around. So, yeah.
That's, I didn't see that as a too glaring.
I mean, but it's another fan service where it's like, oh shit, it's fucking
dude, it's the same place, dude. Smith's Grove. Oh, yo, remember 78, nigga.
So yeah, so they go try to interview him. He's fucking chained
and he's
to
like,
a pretty much. he won't talk to them, but
that's a big thing in the movie is that he hasn't said anything in 40 years,
which is in the
so deep, man.
Which is in the first movie they say that he hasn't spoken
since he killed
his sister.
Did he say something in the interim between that movie and this one? Because they said in 40 years,
don't make this fucking movie, please.
I was gonna say, he just said,
kill me. Also, I am gay.
that's what Michael Myers said. They try to interview him, and so apparently this investigative journalist, he has the power to get Michael Myers' mask. fucking crime scene evidence. Has it in his bag, pulls it out, and like think that's somehow gonna fucking rouse him into all right, I'll be on your podcast. You have my mask.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So
I'm gonna suddenly stop acting like a fucking psycho.
Right, I'm gonna respond to you because you have this fucking
like
mask.
A dog.
And the scene ends with him. What is the fuck is he screaming over and over again? And then it cuts to the credits as if like to like jolt you and oh,
I thought he was just
intense.
Like
really. He's like, it's a really bad like smash cut they do from like the male podcaster is like, say something. It's fucking so bad.
Yeah.
And then the analogy of a rotting fucking pumpkin is not lost on me. Fuck this movie.
Yeah. Because it is a rotting fucking pumpkin that should have been thrown out in the garbage in 1978.
Exactly. Yes.
And that, by the way, and I know we're going to talk so much about the original movie, but that fucking opening with the fucking pumpkin was so understated.
It's so simple and it works so well.
With and the music so, and... Yeah, the music, which is sick. And I mean, I know they went back to record new stuff for this new one with John Carpenter. John Carpenter sucks now, by the way.
Yeah, I don't
like, care what for... the fuck? He even denied that They Live is about Jews recently. And I mean, come on.
So the podcasters, their next stop is to just show up unannounced at Laurie Strode's fucking compound. And
compound
without
is
with,
right.
without asking and just be like
her fucking Home Alone house.
Another thing that's like an analogy to real life is very appropriate, where they're like, we'll give you money if you do it, and gate opens. That's fucking how this movie fucking got made. Oh my fucking god.
It's almost like they fucking...
It's oh my god.
It's almost
god.
Like they're like, look at these fucking idiots coming to see this piece of shit.
It's a fucking slap in the face.
Yeah.
So they go in, they say, we'll give you $3,000 if you will talk to us and possibly be on our podcast.
I wish we made $3,000
yeah,
on
no
this podcast
shit.
To give to Laurie Strode. That fucking hermaphrodite bitch.
We can't get water.
We can't even get water.
I know.
It's not in the budget.
So they go in and hold on, I'm actually look at my notes because she says something because they're saying to her like, oh well, we want to like reevaluate this case to see if there's like something new that can be gleaned from it, something if we can learn something, if something more can be taken from it.
Right.
And she's like, there are no new insights or discoveries. Then why the fuck was this movie made?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more you can take from this story. There's nothing more you can do with it. So she acts like a cunt, says like, I'm not gonna fucking be in your podcast, I'm just gonna fucking disregard everything you have to say, now give me my $3,000 and leave. And they do. And next thing you know, it's Michael Myers is being transported, apparently.
The old Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah. Oh, well, there's gotta be some way for him to escape and find the exact same fucking jumpsuit and mask and fucking all
that
bullshit's gonna happen again.
That's so silly.
I gave this movie a chance until that scene when he went to an auto body shop and I saw like the guy naked on the ground and I was like, oh, he's got coveralls.
Yep, exactly.
And then I was like, oh great, and I know he's gonna get the mask out of their fucking trunk when he's
done. And that's the one thing I can accept. If you're gonna do fan service, it's like, you're not gonna change the mask, you're not gonna change the outfit. It's like, you have to find some way to get him back into that outfit. It like, I understand that, but it's just
on the nose.
It could have been a little bit more like tangential. They could have had it a William Shatner mask, which would have been even more fan service-y. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I could see that, but I mean, like,
roll up to the costume shop, pick one out,
picks out Halloween. Actually, if it said Halloween on the mask too,
well, that wouldn't make any sense. But that would actually be funny.
He tries on.
That's what I mean. Well, come on, go whole hog with this.
He tries on a scream mask. He's like, this is gay. this is so gay.
He says to the camera, "No, it doesn't feel right.
This is gay."
Tries on a hockey mask. No.
Oh my god, do we want to talk about the scene with the father and son driving home from the hunting trip?
Well, I hate the father. Can we just get this right out front? I hate the father.
I hate the son.
Well, he wasn't
fucking, what was wrong with him? His voice was like, Dad, I want to dance. That's what he fucking sounded
it's
like.
True.
Dad, I really enjoy my time with you, but dancing is like my life right now.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What the fuck was that?
And that
with
feels
that?
Like another 2018 gender politics thing where it's like, his dad wants to hunt, but he just wants to dance. Why can't a boy dance?
Yeah.
It's gonna get him killed. Which, by the way, I'm giving this movie an extra 0.25 over what I normally would have given it for that kid being killed. I'm just going to put that out there. I literally like said to myself, okay, this kid's probably going to be killed. They usually pussy out in Halloween movies with shit like this. But if this kid gets killed like he should, then you're going to get an extra 0.25. So yeah, we'll...
I really didn't like him either. But I also just, okay, I agree with you totally on that. Like, what the fuck were they doing with that dance shit?
Yeah.
Like, who talks like that? It's like,
it's they're trying to shoehorn humor, again, air quotes, in.
Well, here's the thing. What I really hated about the dad is, like, he had to have some wacky thing to say, like, all the time. Like, remember, he was like, I got peanut butter on my penis.
Not that dad. I'm talking about the father and son. That's a different guy.
Okay, sorry.
We're talking about the father and son that pull over.
Right.
We could talk about the family, the stroke.
Sorry. We'll get to that later.
Sure.
Because it does, the part I'm talking about is later.
No, he's the one who says, let's pull over to make sure they're all right.
Well, also, the movie's shot really dark and like...
It is, yeah.
It's not very attractively shot.
No.
And not in like the low budget way the original is either.
Yeah, they're like trying to go for something and just failing. Basically. Yeah. But yeah, we can get back to the Strode family, Laurie's daughter and her husband and granddaughter, who are like three of the probably
most hateable characters.
Yeah, they're not likable at all. The dad, I'm going to say, if you have to write to inject humor into your script, you have to write a wacky dad.
Yeah.
You're a bad writer.
All of his lines were just like, what the fuck?
The thing is,
that first line was, I got peanut butter on my
penis. They're trying to just make him like say like outrageous things.
Oh, dude, he said penis!
And then he's like talking to the daughter's boyfriend. He's like, yeah, I tripped balls with your dad back in the day. It's like, oh, can you believe the dad said that?
Dude, takes fucking... Yo. Dude, what's cool right now? Psychedelics? Yeah, that's still getting mainstream again.
Yeah, yeah.
It's...
yeah. He's probably the worst.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I hate that guy.
Oh my god, he's awful. Yeah, and then the
mother,
her daughter, Laurie Strode's daughter, is like probably the worst actress I've ever seen.
She is the worst.
I also
think she's because she's like bad. She's never good at acting. She, you know who she is? She's the waitress in the adaptation. And she's also in.
She was better than that because I didn't remember her.
She's in Arrested Development as well.
Another comedic actress.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why did they put her in this? It doesn't make sense. Maybe it was like a friend.
Don't
thing.
You understand that they're casting against type?
Well,
do in 2018.
Danny McBride and I'm pretty sure the producer were the ones that worked on Vice Principals on HBO.
Which is a classic show
that stars.
Everybody knows Vice Principals.
Oh shit, Vice Principals!
Dude, Vice Principals.
It's actually a pretty
good
show.
If this is anything like Vice Principals, I'm gonna like it.
it's a pretty good show, but it's a comedy show, so
yeah,
it's like
I know, it's,
they can
I,
write that.
I've heard that it's basically just like another Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, it's another vehicle for like that.
But if you had to pick anybody to write the new Halloween, would you?
Danny McBride. I feel like I remember hearing about this when it was first like announced, and I was like, "Oh, that's gonna be shit!" Yeah. Like, because I was just like, "How could Danny McBride write for anything other than like his voice?"
I would argue even that he doesn't do very well.
Fair.
I mean, compared to this, sure.
My point is though, is like I've never seen him do anything that wasn't like, yo, Danny McBride's a dude bro character who fucking like is such a fucking like, you know, like idiot and he's fucking hilarious, dude. Like that's literally everything he's in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, he plays one character.
That's what I mean.
He's not a crazy, well-versed actor.
What made him think he could? What made him deign to write this fucking movie?
I mean, I think
the paycheck.
I think also it's like he's a fan. So
who's not a fan of Halloween? Yeah. Everybody likes Halloween.
I actually don't like Halloween that much.
What? It's good.
I'm not that big of a fan of it.
So why'd you go see the sequel?
Oh, I was going to do it for the podcast.
Fair enough. Well, I also know you were taking somebody who wanted to go.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Also, you like pieces, so I'll disregard your opinion.
Yeah.
Now, don't take that as I hate the original Halloween. I would take another one of the like classics over it.
So you're like one of those people who likes slasher movies just because people get stabbed in them.
Sure. That's not what I said.
I don't even know what you're saying, though.
No, I'm saying like...
I'm not saying what he's saying, but I'm also saying, what the fuck are you saying?
I'd much rather watch like Texas Chainsaw Massacre over this.
That's a completely different... It's completely it's a different animal, anyway.
It's fair. It is a classic. I was hoping you would say something like the way I feel about Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where it's like I understand why it is revered, but I watch it and I'm just kind of like, meh. That's kind of how I feel about Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I actually think
I prefer other classics for me.
What?
I think the bad sequels are more watchable.
Oh, for Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, yeah, actually.
Because for the comedic value.
Right, right.
But I still respect the movie for what it's done for the genre.
Right, okay.
Yeah, if you know the history of fucking horror cinema, you have to acknowledge this movie. It's literally...
If you appreciate style and aren't just watching just to see people get killed, then...
Which some people do. Not saying you do, but yeah, people definitely
I shouldn't have directed that at you, but that's a definite...
hurts my butthole, Don.
I see the tears in your eyes.
One of the other clear things of this movie is that they just had kills for body count, like, reasons.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, not for... There were some kills that needed to be done for him to get a weapon or for him to get the mask
or
and the
coveralls. Significant, quote unquote. I won't even want to call it plot significant because there's no plot.
Right.
But like what it was aiming to seem like it was a plot.
But there's a lot of fillers in there, kills you don't even see on screen.
It's also very odd of character that he would kill a young boy.
Yeah, he doesn't usually kill kids.
He kills chicks.
Yeah. I mean, no, he kills teenage males too,
I guess. Yeah,
in the first
teens.
Film.
This
teens,
doesn't.
Sure.
I mean, this doesn't follow slasher rules in like the original sense of it all.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the biggest.
That's not its fucking file. That's not what sucks about it.
That's
not the
most egregious thing the film does. You know what they were doing? You're talking about when he goes. It's like that long tracking shot where they follow him behind. He goes and gets the hammer from the garage. Then he goes. Into a house, it goes like a rat through a doorway, and you don't see the kill, and you go and see the aftermath. You know what they're trying to do there? Is they're trying to say, remember how the original was subtle? We're subtle too.
Yeah.
Well, just for one kill, we won't show it, then we'll show the fucking...
It won't be explicit, but then we'll give it even a more grotesque visage that you see afterwards than you would ever see in...
Then later, someone will stomp someone's head in, and it'll look like a fucking water balloon filled with fucking chili.
Yeah.
It'll be great.
That long tracking shot's one of the things that like works better in the movie than a lot of other things too.
Well,
that's
I
agree, but it's also not, you know, it's also not like saving in any way.
Yeah, it's not going to elevate the movie, but it's like
no, not as a whole. I just felt like the whole movie is like they were just trying to up the body count. Like, look how many more people get killed. It's so much cooler than the original, right?
Well, because you can't be outdone by anything previous in terms of, you know, NPC.
The most egregious thing in this whole movie and why it doesn't really work is it's not scary. The original one has suspense.
Yes.
You build up. Yes. It's you can hear crinkling of the leaves. It's creepy.
There's atmosphere. This doesn't have atmosphere. This is just like you just know you can always tell when the jump scares are coming.
Yep.
And you always
because they cut the music down.
Right. And you always know when it's gonna be something that's like really the killer or it's gonna be it's your friend, it's your boyfriend, it's the kid you're babysitting just jumping out. And they did it over and over again. It's worse. It was more egregious than when films, which horror films do this a lot, when the cat jumps out.
Yes.
That's like an old
trope.
Yeah. And like this was even worse.
Not just that, but the jump scares were just frankly ineffective.
Yeah.
Like, even on the level that they're supposed to be. Julia normally is, like, jumps. She'll jump fucking 3 feet in the air over, like,
three
just because it was loud.
Julia, can you dunk? Can you dunk? 3 feet in the air, that's pretty good.
Good one, Gabe.
You know what I fucking mean. No, but anyways, she didn't jump once at this movie. Yeah, there was nothing scary.
I startle pretty easily, and nothing in this movie like got me at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
No. It was so predictable.
In the first movie, even though I've seen it a million times, the scene where they go into the Myers house and they're upstairs and he's talking about...
He could have seen it through his window. Standing on the lawn, he could have seen inside.
You don't expect it at all.
Yeah, because like, it was like in the middle of a sentence, or if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, that's an example of a jump scare done right, and
right.
We do not.
It doesn't
see...
have to be shit, but it's just a crutch that so many movies use.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, we didn't really finish following the plot though.
Okay, you know. Yeah, he's being transported in a bus.
He gets out.
Something happens.
The little boy who's a faggot gets killed. Thank God.
Deservedly. And yeah, now
the sodomite is exterminated.
Michael Myers is out. Laurie Strode sees on the news that we got to get to. So yeah, he ends up at a gas station where, as we said, he gets the jump.
Gets the fucking iconic outfit, which again is one of the more forgivable things.
Yeah. So yeah, the podcasters just happen to be at that gas station.
I remember saying that. Oh, they just happened to be there.
Yeah.
They just happened to fucking be there.
I think they kind of lead up to that scene because they go to the cemetery where Judith is buried, his sister. And yeah.
Actually,
he's
that's
like,
true. And he just
like
happens to be
behind
at the cemetery,
the tree.
Yeah, which is awful as well. But yeah, you could presume that he followed them to the gas station from there.
Right.
He knew that he had the mask because it's like, you got to get the same mask. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's a movie.
He really wanted that same.
He instantly
mask.
Knew it was in the trunk.
Yeah. Well. Duh. Yeah. So yeah. Really, a really bad kill. He goes into the bathroom and
it wasn't in any bags either. It was just in the trunk.
Yeah. Just sticking right out. Yep. So yeah, he kills both the podcasters.
Good.
And then he already has the jumpsuit. Just got to get the mask out of the trunk, and then you're Michael Myers again, and you're out on the street. Laurie happens to see on the news. Again, another great coincidence. Of many in this film,
right? She happens to be watching
and she
TV
just
at
and she just
moment.
Knows that it that
it's him.
It's him who did it. Yeah,
indicated by a music stab.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
Yeah,
and so yeah, so now he's out and about hacking and slashing
and racking up the body count.
Can we also talk about there's like a subplot that goes completely nowhere with the granddaughter, and she has this like boyfriend that the parents meet, and also it's another fan service reference because he's supposed to be the son of one of the bullies in the original Halloween, Lonnie. Yeah. So yeah, they go.
Who cares?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I checked out a little bit, I'll be honest, but.
Right, I don't blame you. Yeah, there's this whole, like, subplot about her, and they go to the fucking Halloween dance, and they're gonna be Bonnie and Clyde, but oh, he's Bonnie and she's Clyde. It's 2018! Oh,
yeah, I hated that.
I forgot about that. Yes, oh my God.
Yeah.
And, could you just stop?
And then
nobody likes it. I sent you guys that article where literally 70% of Americans are sick and tired of political correctness.
Well, you know where 70% of Americans are not? Hollywood.
True.
If anybody likes that, it's
them. They want to see fucking little boys in dresses. They want to see little girls in fucking Groucho Marx mustaches.
So anyway,
Sounds hot. Do you have a porn like that?
Gabe, I said last episode you didn't kill rape children for a living.
Oh, sorry.
Covered for you. Now look what you've done.
Yeah.
So yeah, just to make this part quick, yeah, he ends up like kissing another girl at the dance, and then like ends up being she confronts him, ends up being a total dick. All men are assholes.
Yeah.
And
hashtag me too.
And so they set up this character to be a real dick, and I'm like, okay, I see where they're going, and it's really telegraphed and really obvious. He's a dick. He's gonna get a really brutal death.
Right. And so the audience goes, yeah, I fucking hate that guy. I'm fucking so glad he got killed.
It rewards the viewer by him never being seen again after like being a dick and being like, I'll do what I want, basically.
He had to be there to throw her phone in the cheese.
Oh, my God.
Was it like a queso dip?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then her, all males are pigs. Her other male friend, as she's walking home from the dance, like tries to like fucking...
He kisses her, and then she like doesn't want it.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
And then he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm like really drunk and stuff. And then she just leaves him behind
and then
to
that's
get killed.
It.
And no,
actually, he's the one who gets it the worst.
Pretty much, yeah. Because then he thinks it's a neighbor, and it's fucking Michael Myers.
I actually kind of like the scene with the motion sensor lights. I
no, but
that
that's
was,
it for that whole thread.
I thought that was kind of nifty.
Right.
The motion sensor thing.
I thought that was retarded.
I thought it was all right.
I mean, if
it
you're
was
gonna,
a set piece that
I gotta,
was not made up, that was not stolen from another movie.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm trying to say that the movie has some things in it that I like, but I don't think it works all together.
I was just like, is this over the whole thing?
Well, I mean, first, after Michael goes through a random neighborhood and kills a bunch of people, like, Laurie's following with her police radio, trying to track him down herself, which is really
gay.
That's a good adjective.
Her gun safety is really fucking bad in this movie. She's like
a bad trigger fuck.
She was waiting for this.
She walks into her family's house in one scene and is like pointing her gun at her like
family,
her
members,
family,
yes.
Her like daughter and her fucking daughter's husband. They're just pointing the gun, fucking muzzling everybody in the house.
Yep.
She does it later on with some kids. Like, they're trick-or-treating, and she's like, get out of here, pointing the gun at everybody.
Yeah, oh, my God. And so another thing they do is, like, there's this, like, faux suspense regarding, like, where is, like, the granddaughter? Like, the parents can't find her. They're trying to call her.
She's but got her, but her phone's in cheese dip.
Right, exactly. But the thing is, we know that she's alive and fine. Yeah. So it's like, there's no, why do you even bother with that?
I don't know. Maybe it was, okay, I'm going to posit that it's possible that this movie had some edit changes before.
There were a couple times where I thought maybe that was the case.
Yeah, this was one of them, I'll be
honest.
I
didn't even think about the thing with the shitty boyfriend, but Don's
that's what
right.
I'm thinking.
He probably gets killed in the director's cut.
Right.
Probably he should have, because
they set him up to be such an asshole.
Cut him out entirely. What is his purpose then?
To pad a little bit
cheese
of extra
dip.
Time onto it, so
cheese dip.
Just to make the granddaughter be like victimized by males. To make them
maybe he literally was as simple as the fact that he puts the phone in the cheese.
But it's stupid.
That could be.
She could have just tripped and dropped it in a puddle and I'm like, oh, my phone
doesn't
work.
They have to go back and do second.
They only kept it in. Well, we really need this cheese
dip
shot.
Dip fucking plot angle.
We spent all our budget on the cheese dip. But,
do you know how many fucking iPhones we dropped in that cheese dip?
That took so many fucking takes. Anyway.
Can you imagine?
If that was literally a board argument,
oh
I would
God.
Love to get behind the scenes on this. I actually mean that.
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
Right.
Yeah.
For the fucking execs.
What were they thinking?
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to be able to make tons of money off of this thing.
Well, they weren't wrong.
They're just in the screen.
Everyone's going to say it's fucking awesome because it's different.
It's better than the other sequels. That's all that matters.
they're in the screenwriting room and they're like,
"He's gonna fucking love this movie because other people told him to."
They're in the screenwriter room and they're like, "Okay, so," and then they drop the phone in the cheese. And then someone raises their hand and like, well, why does it have to? No, you don't understand. It won't work without
cheese
the cheese.
Cheese. Cheese dips in now.
Cheese dips in.
Cheese dip is for closers.
It's relatable.
Yeah. Actually,
everyone's dropped their fucking phone in a cheese dip.
Really relatable. Actually, I don't know if you guys know this, but fun fact, Valvita actually sponsored the making of this movie,
oh.
But they backed out at the last minute. So, you know, they had to have that cheese scene in because they didn't have any other way to break the phone.
Yeah, I could tell they redubbed. She's like, you dropped my phone in the cheese dip.
Supposed to say Val
video podcast. That was so funny.
Valvita cheese dip.
Yep, so I had to redub that line. Anyway.
You heard it here first, folks.
So somehow, I forget how exactly, the granddaughter's like running from Michael Myers, and then goofy police officers are having a very comical conversation
oh,
about
God,
sandwiches.
They're like, talking about banh mi sandwiches.
Oh my God.
Which I quite enjoy.
Like, hey, what if we put in some relevant sandwich things? People will go, oh my God, I've had a fucking banh mi before.
Who hasn't eaten a sandwich?
Middle of America will love it.
So basically, fucking, they steal another moment from Halloween 2 where a cop car crashes into Michael Myers, except in Halloween 2, it's just someone else who happens to be wearing the same costume, which
right.
is really stupid. But yeah, it is the real Michael Myers. And
but why would he be? That's a totally another conversation.
Yeah,
why would
someone else on the same night be wearing the fucking...
Literally one night later.
No, it's the same night.
Oh, it's the same.
He couldn't have even read about it in the newspaper and been being clever. Yeah.
All right, leave it
alone. Anyway, that's Halloween 2.
Yeah.
But basically, Michael Myers ends up, he's on the ground. He's been hit by a police car. The doctor is fucking somehow there. His fucking, the new Loomis.
Even though he was shot.
He's been driving around with the cop.
Right. Yeah, and then, fucking retarded. So yeah, he's on the ground and the doctor is like, hovering over him, and then like the cops like, go get away from him, like
the cops getting ready to shoot Michael Myers while he's on the ground,
and then the greatest plot twist in the film is that the doctor is enabling, he wants to enable
Michael Myers to get out and kill.
And there's a great shot where he stands up with the fucking mask on. It's so fucking comical. It's so bad.
I got so confused at that point.
I knew what was going on.
I actually was completely thrown for a loop, but not in a good way.
No, as soon as
I was bewildered.
As soon as you see the doctor with a knife, I'm like, okay, they're going this route. Yeah, he's on Michael Myers' side. He wants Michael Myers to kill. And there's actually when he puts Michael Myers in the back seat of the cop car with Laurie Strode's granddaughter, he says, "Make room for my patient." I thought he said, "I kill for my patient," and I was about to fucking like walk out of the drive-in.
Yeah, drive out.
I was gonna leave the car and just walk home.
His car died. I had to jump it later, but that's besides the point.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Gabe was the hero of the night.
Otherwise, he would have driven out.
Yeah.
Gabe was the feminist Laurie Strode, Activia-eating bitch of the movie.
God damn it, am I a regular.
She actually looked to the camera and went, "Thank God I shit today, thanks to Activia."
Activia.
So now Michael Myers is unmasked in the back seat. And the doctor is in the front seat of the cop car.
Try to make him look like the kid? Did you feel that they did?
I mean, he's 60 now. We should talk about that. Like, there's a 61-year-old man who's fucking can get shot in the face with a shotgun.
Right.
And fucking, but yeah.
Live to tell the tale.
Oh, my God. But anyway.
61? Yeah, I guess you're right.
He was 21 and 78. That was 40 years ago.
Holy fucking shit.
And you
shit.
See how fucking bad Jamie Lee Curtis looks. And he was older than her.
Well, I mean, women, men, different.
Jamie Lee, watching the old one again, Jamie Lee Curtis looked old then.
Yeah, she did.
Well, she's just one of those people who is like slightly masculine. I know everyone says she's a hermaphrodite. Yeah. Like,
part of it is her costumes were horrible in the first one. It's like a scene where she's like walking. She's like waiting to get picked up and like she's like walking down the street.
She can keep waiting for as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't coming by anytime soon. But yeah, like
that's one gift I'll be returning for store credit.
There you go. But yeah, she literally looks like a middle-aged like.
Yeah,
woman,
spinster,
and she was like in her early 20s, but that's just how she looked.
Yeah,
but regardless, so the doctor's in the front seat explaining his diabolical plan, doing the fucking like,
ha ha ha, I'm going to fulfill the prophecy.
I'm the villain, and this was my plan all along. Basically,
let me explain it to you.
Yeah, let me see.
Like a fucking B movie from the 50s.
Exactly, like a fucking James Bond villain, basically. Yeah. And so while this is happening. Gives Michael Myers a chance to put his mask back on and kill the doctor, basically. Right. Well, he gets the doctor out of the car, and the doctor's like begging him not to kill him.
Which was supposed to be played for shock, because you're supposed to be like, oh, he's on his side, and then he just kills him?
Yeah, you think it's going to go in a different direction.
This movie fucking, it's just like, it always just goes like, oh, I bet you don't think of what I'm going to do next. Like, and it's like, yeah, and not that unpredictable anyway.
Actually,
we're going to kill the doctor. Actually, the doctor's on his side. And then actually, he kills the doctor. And then actually,
we're going to give you a really bad twist and then just squander it by like a minute later. Just being like, nope, never mind. You thought we were going to go in this direction? No, we're back to just Michael Myers going
JK,
around.
He's
Michael Myers just walking around killing people.
Yeah. We're going to make it a shallow and fucking base level of a slasher we can possibly give you.
Yeah.
This is the best Halloween, though. We're all in agreement, right?
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Fuck the original.
Yeah. Anyway.
Stop making it.
So, yeah. Then the granddaughter, like a retard, rather than driving the police car away, just gets out of the car and runs into the woods, and Michael Myers follows
right,
her.
I said that, actually. I was like, why wouldn't you just get in the car?
Exactly. By this time, Lori's, like, warning her family that Michael Myers is coming. They're all in her booby trap house. Her daughter's husband, her son-in-law, goes outside, gets killed by Michael
Myers.
Says
in a bunch of dumb jokes.
Yeah.
No, he really does say a bunch of dumb jokes before that.
I mean,
that.
That's all he does.
I wish I remembered some. I should have written those down. That could have been my
comment. The only one I remember is the penis and peanut butter.
Oh my God.
That was the one that I had to text you about.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, now we're to the final chase where they're down in the fucking... Her like Michael Myers fucking
labyrinth. She's the fucking King Minos of the fucking...
it's like the safe room in her house. It's like underneath the
underneath moves to fucking kitchen. Island.
Yeah. Can I ask what she did for a living to afford this?
Apparently nothing. She seems to just be sitting around.
Michael Myers.
I'm sure she was on getting some type of government assistance.
I'm sure, yeah.
She had dope ass shit. She had fucking like cages that fucking shut in every room so she could clear out a room and then shut the cage door.
What a welfare queen.
She's the type of person who uses EBT to buy lobster. Fucking bitch. So yeah, there's a really not suspenseful scene of where Michael Myers is in the house. They fight. She like hits him with a fucking frying pan. It's fucking... How is that fucking progressive?
Yeah.
How long have women been hitting men with frying pans?
Yeah, that's like a fucking... That's Punch and Judy shit.
Have you watched?
Yeah, literally. Exactly. It's literally Punch and Judy shit.
Did you notice that they...
The whole bit of Punch and Judy is that he hits his wife.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, so the shit that she uses on her shooting range that she has in her backyard is a bunch of like mannequins.
Yeah, that's...
So she just happens to have a shitload of mannequins in the house for later, for when it's dark, you can have that scare where it's like, oh, is that a... Is that a person? Oh, no, that's a mannequin.
Yeah, and it doesn't even...
It's so cheese balls.
Doesn't work. Working.
Yes. Yeah. As I said before, even my wife, who is jumpy and scared by almost nothing, was like scoffing at this film.
Yeah, so they're down in the fucking Michael Myers panic room, and a really bad fight ensues where Laurie Strode gets thrown off of a porch. And so she's on the ground. It's a very familiar shot. Michael looks away.
What do you know?
He looks again, and what do you know?
She's gone. She's gone.
Never seen that before. Honestly, the entire last act, I was so tapped out.
Yeah. At this point, I also was also
playing Zelda.
No, I wasn't playing Zelda. We actually were just sitting there and watching it, and I basically was just going like, yeah, pretty much a game. I was literally going like, ugh, 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 at every fucking turn.
Literally, I was doing the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I know that that's not like, it's like, it sounds super hipster and like, dude, I know best. Like, but at the same time, it's like, if you watch this movie with a legitimately critical eye,
if you have a brain, you're going to be insulted.
I'm sorry.
Film.
I hate to be that guy to say that. But if you watch this movie, it's just a fucking derivative fucking piece of shit.
It's beyond stale.
It sucks.
Oh my god.
I was like fucking annoyed the whole movie.
So then we have the final Me Too moment of the film where Laurie's daughter is like, I can't. She's like, she has the gun. She's poised to shoot Michael Myers when he comes down the stairs into the panic room. She's like, I can't do it. And then Michael steps out and she's like, gotcha, and shoots him. And then they do another homage to the original where, do you remember the shot in the original where it's right after Laurie discovers like her dead friends, and then she's like standing there and there's a doorway, a dark doorway behind her, and the light slowly comes up and reveals his face. Then they do that to Laurie Strode, and she says the fucking cheesiest 80s line of the movie. She's, Happy Halloween, Michael. And then she comes after him and
it's bad.
Beats the shit out of him.
He's die. Like, die, my darling.
Yes. There you go. It's on par with that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they kick his ass. Girl power. He ends up down in the fucking the little room, and then they fucking... It's revealed that it's a trap.
It's a trap.
It was a trap all along.
All along. She knew this was going to happen. And
yeah, she... Well, no, she didn't... I mean, like, let's not give her that much credit, even in the context of the film. Because she was psycho to the point where her entire family was alienated from her.
Right.
In preparation for this thing that may or may not have happened. It only happened through the hand...
Magic of bad screenwriting.
I was going to say the magic of fucking, let's make some money
box
off of a movie.
Dollars, yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
That's the only reason this fucking happened. In this, like, alternate universe, Laurie Strode, that shouldn't have happened, that shouldn't have existed, created this fucking thing that was just... perfect for the movie.
Yeah.
It's just...
And so then she burns down her entire fucking house, and...
As a renter, I was like, fuck, I would have liked that house.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck? And not just that, but it's like, you're not going to get your credit. You're not going to get, like, your insurance.
No,
enough.
Yeah,
you're not getting your security deposit.
You're
going
to live
back
with Judy Greer and the fucking... And Greer,
I know.
And the fucking, I guess, the peanut butter dick guy's gone.
Dead,
but
she couldn't have just had the basement, like, cement lined and then burnt that. She's like, no, I got to burn down the whole
fucking
house.
She could have just shot him dead? How about that? I'm just like major.
He does get shot in the head with a hunting rifle.
Apparently, heads explode in this movie.
Yeah, I know. I think the best way to kill anybody is just to step on their head, not shoot them.
Right.
That works.
Yeah.
That works best.
Or decapitate them.
Yeah. Did you guys notice the last shot of the film? Because I noticed people online are talking a lot about this. I didn't even.
I didn't.
The last shot of the film is they tilt down to her. The house is burning down. The car came up and she's like, "Help us!" And so they're getting help, but they're kind of
grandmother.
My grandmother was harmed. So they're just sitting. They're sitting there, kind of like just like you know decompressing, at just kind of like taking a deep breath after it's all gone down. And then they tilt.
Well, that score is settled.
Right. Yep. They're sitting there, and then the camera tilts down. The very last thing you see in the movie, it tilts down to her granddaughter's hand and the knife that she's holding in her hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did notice this.
Did you guys have any thoughts on what that meant?
I didn't even notice that shot.
I didn't notice until
I guess the implication is that they're going to continue the series on.
Either,
and that she, the granddaughter, having been forever imprinted by this experience, is now going to take up the mantle of Michael Myers.
Which they already did in Halloween 4 because Laurie Strode's daughter kills somebody at the end.
Right.
Yeah, she becomes the murderer. And then, in Halloween 5, they never follow up on it.
Well, I mean, they just need to make some money quick.
Right. But the other theory is that she's taken his phallic symbol away from him.
I hope that's some Jezebel article.
I just got chills of how gay that was.
That's the gayest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yep. But that's the like other most popular theory.
I almost prefer that, though.
I mean, at least it's like you're
finality.
Giving
it finality.
That, and at least you're giving this film credit, having some, although no. very obvious, symbolism.
I hate to break it to you, boys, but this set a record for movies released in October. We're going to get a sequel.
Oh, I know. I know. But
100%. It's going to get a sequel.
But was that the intention of that shot, you think, was to leave it open for a sequel?
Well, that's how they do movies nowadays.
That's how they've always done these type of movies. They've always
yeah. Remember that episode of the fucking Rugrats where that fucking where that like clown thing like terrorized them, and at the end they put a question mark. Even Rugrats
was onto that trope.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's Halloween 2018, and I think best in the series is an understatement.
Yep.
We didn't talk about the whole babysitter character. With Jamal, who is like probably my favorite kid in the movie.
We skipped over the best character in the film. I'm sorry.
He was the best character in the film.
He legitimately is the best character in the film. Also, I just want to say, I created this character.
Oh my God.
A few weeks ago.
Just because you had a black guy with a lisp doesn't mean it's the same
thing.
He's
not just a black, he's a black child with a lisp.
He doesn't even have a cool cat he talks about.
I just assumed he was the son of the kid from the, he kicked me in the penis. Ad, do you remember that?
Me and my mom was in it watching this movie, and this man kicked him. You know what he did? He kicked him in the penis.
What the fuck is that a commercial for?
Good question.
It hurt bad.
He was injured.
Injured bad.
Wait, is there anything more to say about that kid other than that he was the most likable character in the film? He was the only laugh I had in the film.
Look at this gray-ass murderer. He's dark. This movie dark.
I like when he's running downstairs after they find Michael Myers in the closet. He's like, if you go up there, Dave, you're going to die. And sure enough, he fucking did.
Yeah, I knew that was coming. He's like Stephen King.
By the way, I also, first of all, for identity politics reasons and the fact that the character was so likable, there's no way that kid was going to die.
Oh, no. I thought he was going to play a bigger role. I thought he was going to end up killing Michael Myers at the end or something.
That would have been a good... This movie would be good.
I literally would like
this movie if that's how it ended.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, it would be even better if he kicked him in the penis.
So
you know what he did?
He was injured.
Injured bad.
All right, so let's do numbers now. We've beaten this horse. This dead horse.
Retarded horse. I give this movie a 3.5.
Very fair.
It wasn't like fucking like I hated it. Like
you didn't?
I mean, like no. It you know I did. I literally did hate this movie. But There was like a couple, like Gabe said, there was that one set piece that was original.
What, the motion sensor light?
The motion sensor light thing. That was a set piece that wasn't like completely derivative. This movie sucks. What can I say? I just don't want to give it a one. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It doesn't deserve a one.
No, it doesn't. There's worse movies I've seen.
Yeah.
We've seen worse movies for this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. So I just want to say 3.5. I don't know what to say. It's fucking shit. And I will say what you weren't necessarily willing to put your name on. Anyone who thinks this movie is good is fucking retarded.
No, no.
You can't use the R word anymore. So.
Retard.
Don't have to cut all of that out.
Anyone who likes this or thinks this movie's good is as stupid as the character Michael Myers. Well, he's not saying he's stupid, I guess.
He's as stupid as all the other characters in the movie.
Fuck this movie. Well said. I literally watched the original and was just sickened by the actual this one immediately afterwards.
Right.
Did you watch it before or after?
Watch it before.
Wait, which?
You watched the original, then this one, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Yeah. We both did, vice versa. Because
I knew I would need a cleansing after the new one.
I went and jumped his car, and I was like, yeah, I wasn't going to stay for it, but I kind of need something to wash the taste out of my mouth. Yeah,
exactly. So as far as a number goes for me, I'm going to give this, I would give it a 3, but then I got to give it the 0.25 just for killing that fucking annoying kid. So I'm going to give it a 3.25, which is being generous. This movie gets everything wrong. And it's not, a lot of people are fans of like the other shitty Halloween sequels.
I don't either.
And they think that the fact that this goes in a different direction, disregards all of those, is like offensive somehow.
Who gives a shit? Those movies suck.
Exactly. I would say the first one is the best. The second one is bad, but it's the most, it's the most forgivable. Then it comes H2O, and then from there it's like take your fucking pick. They're not, none of the rest of them I don't think are watchable. Yeah, there's only one Halloween movie you ever need to watch.
It's the first.
It's the first one.
It's Halloween 1978 because now they've dirtied the waters and you have to say that.
It was bad enough when, at least you can call Rob Zombie's film Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's like this one is just...
It's Halloween.
Yeah, it's... although everyone's calling it Halloween 2018, which will probably continue. And I don't think anybody's going to be talking about this movie as far in the future as we are now talking about the version from 1978.
No.
The version from 1978, it's an exercise in style. It understands suspense. It's technically a very well-made film.
Right, it's beautifully shot.
It is, absolutely. Yes. Great music. I mean, there are things you can nitpick, and there are things I make fun of and things I laugh about in the original. Like, there's some bad dialogue, there's some bad acting here and there.
It's a product of the 70s.
Right. And anything that's wrong with the original, it's either, like, humorously bad, or it's, like, charming, or, like, a mix of the two. Right.
Or just Riff Randall.
There you go. It's like this one, when it gets things wrong,
amazing.
When Halloween 2018 gets things wrong, it makes you want to fucking put your head through a fucking... through plate glass. Exactly. The one thing I can say positive about this film is that compared to a lot of the sequels, the mask looked good. Because pretty much in every...
I know what you're saying, because I've seen a couple of the screenshots.
The mask looks real cheese.
It looks like...
Especially in 4.
It looks like they bought a Halloween mask.
It looks like they went to iParty.
Yes. Pretty much. And they bought like a Halloween TM mask.
And this mask in this film, I think, looks like the closest to the original mask with a slight update that doesn't bother me. But literally, that's...
They kind of just make it more dingy, which would be. It makes sense.
Would make sense. Yeah.
Right. That's logical. But
it's still a William Shatner mask.
It is, yes. Yeah. But yeah, that's the only thing I can say positive about this film. Everything else,
William Shatner should have been in this movie.
That would have been a good twist.
Yeah. If he was the killer.
He pulled off the mask.
Like Scooby-Doo, and he's fucking William Shatner.
Listen, I would have gotten away with it, too.
I would have gotten away with it, too. And, but... You meddling kids.
Oh, man.
33. I did a fucking... That was the first time I've ever done a fucking William Shatner impression of my life.
I'll give it to you. Yeah, that's... that. There were so many directions they could have gone that this would have been better.
Dude, if they went full comedy, this movie would have been fucking hilarious.
Yeah, if the comedy wasn't just, like, shoehorned in every so often, was
peanut butter in my dick. Sandwiches.
Yeah, it was fucking...
Yeah. Grath murderer.
Yeah.
They should have definitely had more of Jamal. And I'm calling him Jamal. I don't know what the kid's name is in the movie.
Jesus, Gabe. That's racist. On. You were calling me racist earlier. You literally just said, oh, little black kid. His name must be Jamal.
Yeah, Jesus.
I'm going to look at the IMDb.
If it's Jamal,
credits,
I take back what I'm
Jamal.
Saying. But
I think Gabe hangs out at the fucking Mall of Maine. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, Gabe, your numbers?
Now, I'm going to take in to consideration... I've seen pretty much all of the horror classic remakes over the years now.
I know the argument he's going to make, but I don't agree with it.
Yeah, I know. He said this to me already. Go ahead.
I've seen the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've seen the remake of Nightmare on Elm Street. I've seen the remake of Friday the 13th. All of those. Yeah. And I have to say, when it stacks up to those remakes... It's looking pretty good.
But
for
this isn't
it.
Really a remake.
It's a remake reboot. Soft reboot. And
it's a slash sequel. Because, it does follow the first film.
Right.
Yeah.
Even though it is a soft reboot, it honestly tries to bill itself as a like,
hey, you like the first one? Yep. Better watch the next one.
This is the real Halloween.
So I just want you to...
Bear that in mind.
Bear that in mind, yeah.
Because what you're about to say is basically like... Getting raped in the ass is bad, but getting raped in the ass with a gun to your head, that's even worse.
That's
so
garbage.
I'm going to give
it
a higher rating.
I couldn't have put it in better words. I was trying to like say something even funnier, but I don't know that there's a funnier way to say that.
Or more accurate.
As bad as you guys make it out to be, I think it could have been worse.
Oh, of course.
I mean, it was nice that they had John Carpenter come back and do the music. It's shot...
My fucking hero. He got a nice fat check to come back and do fucking barely any work.
Yeah, really.
It's shot pretty well for what it's worth.
I disagree. I completely disagree with that. I thought it was too dark. I thought the cinematography was fucking bare bones and not in the independent way that the original one is. It's like it was intentionally like held back.
I like a lot some of the shots that they do. Like, I like the motion sensor scene. I like that tracking shot that they do.
That's the only good scene you're talking about, though.
But did you like the concept of the scene, or did you like the way it was shot? Because that's two different things.
Yeah. Oh, no, I like the way it was shot.
Oh, okay. All right.
I like the concept of the scene.
Yeah, if I was going to give it anything, I would give it the concept. But
like, that tracking shot where it's from outside, that whole thing, that's pretty cool, and it's kind of a nod to the original... But it's like a lot of the things that you like.
But
it's just because
it's literally so it piggybacked off of another thing.
Right.
And you know that.
No, I know.
You know better.
God damn it.
You know better than
Let
this.
Let me say
game.
The
Come
things
on,
I want to say.
You know you're better than this.
This was such a weird one. It's hard to rate because it's like in one light, you could say that if you like the original, you might like the nods that they do. But at the same time,
if
it's
you're a fucking
if
simp.
You're an NPC.
I recognize that. I like that. I like the movie.
They did before.
I saw that thing before. It was like 30 years before. But actually 10 more. But you know, I grew up with it.
Go on.
I'm just going to give it a 4.5.
Okay, at least you're not saying it's right. worth a watch.
Yeah, I was going to say, you would recommend this to anybody. You didn't kill yourself during it, obviously.
You're still here. Somehow.
Let's put this to rest like they should have done. The biggest concern with this movie is that it's not a scary movie.
Yeah.
Good point.
It's just...
It fails on its intended level.
It's just... It's what would you even call this?
Fan service? I heard someone online describe this as a Lifetime movie that just happens to have a serial killer in it.
I don't think it's that bad.
It's maybe not that bad, but yeah, the family shit is pretty Lifetime-y.
I mean, it's like it's more of a revenge movie than it is like a horror movie,
and not a good one.
Yeah, it's a shitty thriller.
Yeah,
it's a poorly executed thriller.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, this movie fucking sucks.
Tell us how you really feel.
I admonish anyone who considers himself a serious film reviewer and like this.
And we are nothing if not serious film reviewers. So
super serial.
Yeah. So, okay, so this concludes horrible... It did end up being pretty horrible this October.
Yeah.
And I'm butthurt that I didn't get to pick my movie this month. but I'll live.
Don't let this ruin your holiday. So happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. I'm sorry this movie sucks so bad.
Yeah, just watch the original. You'll
just
feel
watch
better.
The original. Seriously, honestly, I just watched it. It's just as good. So hit us up if you guys want to send anything to us. We're a fucking open book, dudes. At cinemapocalypsenow@gmail.com. Give us a like at facebook.com/cinemapocalypsenow. Follow me at Scott Lizard Abrams on Instagram. I was just recently listening to our music on www.nothingbuthits.bandcamp.com
while woefully masturbating.
Yes. I was just jacking off to my own voice. And yeah, dude, we're a fucking sick band, so hit us up if you need us to play somewhere. And anything else anybody want to say before we go?
Kill yourself because life's not worth living
anymore.
Happy Halloween, Michael.
So fucking bad. This isn't even interesting. Forget it.
Oh, this is getting cut.
Yeah.
Shooting, swallowing, smacking it. Getting stabbed. Sounds like it sucks.
No, but seriously, Gabe, I mean, I'm not going to let you leave it like that.
Oh, fuck.
It's water. It's fine.
No, I know. We don't want to get it on the record and stuff.
I know.
Look what you
worry.
Did, you little jerk.
Jesus.
Shit in a burger bun.
Just if you had just fucking said
it sucked.
Your fucking opinion.
I wanted to say my opinion.
If you had just said me and Scott's opinion, this wouldn't have happened. Just say we're right.
I think the only person that didn't really give it a positive review is Ebert and Roper or whatever.
They're dead.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, Ebert is not, Ebert. Not Roper.
They have like the site or whatever.
Wait, no, neither. No, Roper is the only one alive. Now.
That's what I
Which
said.
Which one?
Yeah. Ebert's dead. Yeah.
Roper is alive. Yeah. Ebert and Siskel are dead.
They gave it. I think they gave it 2 out of 4, which I think that's.
But
that's
they're,
fair.
They're dead. They gave it a bad review from the grave.
No. I'm pretty sure after the new one played, I'm pretty sure that I walked by and I heard someone doing like a slow clap.
No. Did you hear people boo? After not the old one, the new one.
Did really?
Yeah, and I yelled, "You suck." Did you hear me?